Avra, I'm sorry to keep you all waiting. Are you able to hear me? Are we good? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, sorry to keep you all waiting. I do think that I couldn't get off the call. I was asking my fellow Rabbanim if they would allow me to get off the call and if they would hold the line on the position that I was taking. They said no, that I cannot trust them, so I have to. Anyway, but Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismachavo. I think that this is a very happy day for the Jewish people when the governor has now allowed us to make minyanim. Obviously, it doesn't mean we're gonna make a minyan today, based on following the guidelines of our poskim, but it certainly means that we're heading in the right direction and that we'll soon be able to be mispalel b'tzibur, which is a tremendous Yeshua. And now, if I could just encourage everyone, now would be the time to intensify our tefillos for the Ribbono Shel Olam's protection, because now, as things open up, we really need to daven very hard that they continue to go in the right direction, because one step backwards and everything could unravel very quickly. So now is where we need Mamish, really seriously need the protection of the Ribbono Shel Olam in an even more intense way, as we soon stay tuned for details to your own community Rabbanim, but as we soon begin to venture out. So I apologize that I'm a half hour late to shir, but it's I think for a very good thing, something to be very happy about. Okay, so let's get started. We were discussing, I think where we left off last time is if someone dies on Shabbos and what the status of the aninus is on Shabbos. Just one point relating to that, the Rama writes in Or Chaim in Simresh Peches Sif Beis that you're allowed to cry on Shabbos and Yom Tov if you're not able to avoid it, if you're not able to remove the tsar from your heart. So they quote from Metshuvos Amudei Or, Simen Ayin Vav, the Achronim quote that B'Yom Tov Shel Chag HaShvuos Mesa Alai Ishti, the author of Amudei Or says that his wife died on Shavuos, V'nistapakti Imutu Li Ulubanai Livkos B'Yom Tov. And he said, I had a halachic shaila. I wasn't sure if my sons and I were allowed to cry on Yom Tov. Ki libosenu sorim mea peretz haniskav asherish barnu. Because we were terribly distraught. Ulechara kiven sheisra bechi hu kedei shelo lahashbis mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. V'hol va'onein pater misimchas Yom Tov ein b'ze iser. So he does a little mental acrobatics to allow crying. He says the whole point is that you're not allowed to destroy the Simchas Yom Tov, but an onen is pater from mitzvahs. So an onen is pater from Simchas Yom Tov. So mela, it's gonna be mutter. Okay, so that's what he suggests. You do have stories of gedolim abound relating to people who suffered terrible losses. I think when they got word of the massacre in Hebron in 1929, that who was it? Who was the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva? Found out about it on Shabbos, and he it didn't. There's such stories that he didn't change his mood a kihuzeh till the second Shabbos was over. And then when Shabbos was over, so now it's time to cry. Now it's time to not be Shabbos. But just to point out that lahalacha, it's mutter to cry on Shabbos and Yom Tov if a person cannot otherwise control themselves and they're just going to be distraught with the inability to cry. So that's a little bit related to Aninus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, but now let's talk about what the main topic for today is going to be. When does Aninus apply and when does it not apply? In a simple case, it's pretty straightforward. If someone lives in the same community where the Nifter passed away and is going to be buried, so the relatives are onanim until the kvura, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about from the Shas Misa till the Shas Kvura. But what happens is things get a little more complicated when they live in different communities, when the relative is not going to be involved in the kvura at all, or when they're bringing the mace, they're bringing the nifter somewhere on a plane, and he's going to be in a sealed compartment in the cargo area of the plane where there's no access to him anyway, and there's nothing you can really do while you're on a plane, while the Avelim are on a plane. There's nothing that they're able to do. So things get a little bit more complicated. Things get even more complicated when you have situations like we just recently had with COVID, where the mason were piling up so quickly that it was going to be dead. days till anything could be done. So Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us what, when there's a mace that's mutal lalav lekovro, it's kumutal lefan of dami. That whenever it's your responsibility to bury the mace, so then it's as if it's right there with you, and you're pata from all mitzvos. Meaning the krovei mace are pata from all mitzvos. As we mentioned already, Tosus Kosim Yishalmi, two reasons, either mishum kavra mace, or so that you could be free to be osek b'tzorchei mace. The Rush writes the famous story of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush in Simin Nun Hei, in third Perek Moed Katan, quotes Rabbeinu Tam was achal basar v'shasa yayin when his sister died in a different city because his sister was married and her husband was taking care of the tzarchi kavura. So it wasn't Rabbeinu Tam's responsibility to take care of the tzarchi kavura. Memele he held he didn't have a din of an onain, and as someone who didn't have a din of an onain, he's allowed to eat basar and be shasa yayin. So the Rush writes svara kalusha. It's a shvacha svara, and one should never be so mech on that svara, that in fact he does have a din of an onain. So says the Bach, that the Bach, lemaisas, machria, like the Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Bach takes it one step further. And the Bach says, even lahepich, even if the brother was in the same city as the sister, and the husband was in a different town, the husband's not an onain. Meaning, whoever's taking care of the kavura, it doesn't matter that it's the husband's responsibility normally, and he's the one that's most associated. So it's whoever's not around, says the Bach, quoting and siding with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that it's that person who's going to be around that's the onein, and the other people are not an onein. If you look in the Shach and Sif Katan Hay over here, the Shulchan Aruch writes Afilu hu bi'ir acheres, right? That even if you're in a different city, you're still an onein. Says the Shach, Mashma afilu yesh l'mishi yisasku imo bi'iro shemes din onein alav v'hainu kintas harash shecholik harabenu tam umeviyu atur. And he says the Shulchan Aruch is very clearly paskening like the Rush against Rabbeinu Tam. Avla Bach, Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, the Krovim Shabir Acheris, Ein Din Onein Aleim Elim Kain, Ein Lemes Krovim Amasablim, Lav Biiro Shemut Aleim Lekavro. But the Bach sides with Rabbeinu Tam. Avlim Yesh La Krovim Amut Aleim Letapel Biiro, Ein Din Onein Alosra Krovim Shabir Acheris. If there's someone around there that will deal with them, so then there's no Din Onein for people in a different city. So the Shach quotes both days. He points out that it's Machlokas Mechaber and the Bach, whether to Paskin like the Rush or Rabbeinu Tam. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sefer Aleph is Machria like the Rush, and he points out that the Nafkamina between the reasons that according to the Yerushalmi is Dafkan Shabbos and Yantif. But on a weekday, even if it's so that you could be Panui, Lasok, Bitzarche Ameis, once it's Mutal Alav, you have all the Dinim of Aninus. Meaning that even if you're not going to physically be able to be Osik Bitzarche Ameis, when it's during the week, even if you find out through a telegraph and you're able to send a telegraph or something like that, and obviously today we have much more sophisticated and faster modes of communication, so now there's no such thing as someone who's removed from the discussion because of distance. If it's a matter of distance, you could always be just as involved in all of the discussions. You could be in obviously in a totally different country. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan Shita is that the person should be noeg aninus until the kavura itself. If you look in Meshiv Davar and the Netziv in Yerodea Simenayin Beis, the Netziv and his son-in-law have a disagreement about this. The Netziv says that the Avelis begins only Mishas Kavura, but his son-in-law holds that you start right away the Avelis. And Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Aleph, Os Chaf Hei Sifkat Beis, he points out that the Teferis Lamosha holds Bepshitos like the Netziv, that even though the Avelim that went with the mace begin the Avelus when they're Machzir Pinehem, so a Karov that's in a different city would begin Mishanista Magolel, meaning sometimes you have the people who have handed off to the Chevra Kadisha, so it could be another, the people go to the airport, let's say, right, there are Avelim that go to the airport, and then the fellows that work in the cargo area are take the body, and that's it. You say, I always thought it was like such a bizayon, you know, this is what people do for Kavur and Eretz Yisrael, but if you've ever been to a Levaya at the airport, like, yeah, the cargo workers, you know, it's not the These aren't Kedoshei Elyon that are handling the body, but as soon as the mace goes to the people who are going to be loading the body onto the plane, so that's when the Avela starts for those people. But what about the people that are in a different city? They're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael at the Kavura. They're not going to be at the airport to see the mace off. So what do you do in that case? And this comes up all the time, right? A lot of times you have a brother who lives in Florida or California. You couldn't make it in for the Levaya in time because they need to get the mace on a flight right now to get to Eretz Yisrael. So when do they observe when do they start the Avelos? So there are two possibilities. Either the same time everyone else did, when it was given over to the workers in the cargo area, or when the Kavura actually happens. So that's a machlokas between the Netziv and his son-in-law. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that the Tiferes Lemosha holds, Pashut like the Netziv, that the people who are not there would begin Mishanista Magolel, because by them there's no hachzaras panim, there's no turning away, there's no having handed it off, they were never physically there. But the Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that even though the Netziv asks him Basra and Yayin Ata Kavura, since he's not really Tarud Bikvurasso, he would still have to do all mitzvahs except for tefillin. Meaning he would still think that at least because he is, you have the you know, almost like a Svek Sveka, that you know, you have the consideration that for all the other Avelim, he's already, the mace has already been handed off. Plus, these Avelim who are in Florida or California or wherever, they're not doing anything because they're not there. So between those two considerations, we're uncomfortable pottering him from mitzvahs. So he would say brachos at that point already, but he just would be usher the basar v'yayin. He'd have to have the chumras of aninus without the kulas of aninus, so to speak. As we mentioned yesterday, whatever it was, 2 days ago, most people don't view not saying bracha as a kula anyway. They'd rather say a bracha. But nevertheless, he would have the chumras of aninus without the kulas of aninus. So again, that's a very nogea lemaisa. That shaila comes up all the time. All the dinim of aninus are dafka when you're able to be osek in some way in the kvura, meaning when somebody's able to be osek in the kvura. So the question of relatives that are far away can only connect by telegraph or Zoom or whatever. So okay, so that's a question. But what if no one is able to be osek in the kvura? The Rush writes in Simen Nun Hey that if the mace or the krovim are bitfisa, they're in jail and they're not able to, they're being held and you're not able to bury them, and you're not being nisyayish milikovro, meaning you know that it's not that you're never going to be able to bury them. It's not like, you know, the person is MIA and some terrorist had you see the murder of the relative in a video by a terrorist or something, where you know he's dead, but you also know they're not giving him back. So that's nisyayish milikovro. That's so you can be observe avelus right away. What if you're not nisyayish milikovro, but someone's holding on to the mace, and there's nothing that can be done in the interim while they're holding on to the mace? So the Rush writes, then the person, the relatives, are neither Onanim nor Avelim. And that's what the Mechaber Paskins over here in Sif Dalid. Misha Meis Bitfisa. He dies in a dungeon somewhere. V'lo nitan l'kavura lo chala l'krov ma'aninus v'gam Avelus lo chala l'em kivin shlo nisyashu mi l'kavro v'cheinim krovei ha'meis bitfisa ein aninus chala l'em v'chein misha narg b'derech o'gorar tochayo shat v'nar v'lo nisyashu mi l'kavro ein ala krovim lo din aninus v'lo din Avelus v'monim lo shiv v'shloshim yav shenisyashu. Sometimes there are search parties that are out and they're still looking for the body and they haven't given up yet. So you only start the Avelus from when they give up. But if they haven't given up yet, they're neither Onanim nor are they Avelim. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And Rav Kiv Eger writes in the name of the Rush, even Tashma Shamita would be a mutter in such a situation. Comes along the Shach, Sivkat on Tes Vav, Va'afilu Amoshel Rotze Mamun Harbe. Even if they're holding a ransom, they're holding him for a ransom, they want a lot of money. Mikamakum Kimim de Bamamun Tolei Adover, Shachar Kach Yispayis Bedamim Muatim, Mipnei Kach Lo Chola Ha'avelos Adayin. Since it's all about money, and perhaps the Moshel will realize he can't get the amount of money that he's looking for, and he'll settle settle for less because it's better than settling for nothing. And the dead body he's keeping around his house is going to start to smell after a while, so he's not interested in keeping him around. He'd rather just get some money. So eventually the situation is likely to be resolved. So then, lo chala avelus adayin. Avalim haisa gzeira shalo litnu l'kvur machmas sina v'lo machmas mamon. So says Shach, an important chiluk, that if the reason they're not giving up the body is not because of money, it's a terrorist that's holding the body because they think that that's what that's going to further their agenda or whatever, their religious national agenda that they're trying, and it has nothing to do with the money. So then in suya. So it's unlikely that they're going to change their mind, and therefore the avelus is going to be chal immediately. So that's a critical distinction that the shach has. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yud Ches says bisman hazeh, where the malchus will have to bury. So it's the whole din almost never happens. And Gesher Chaim, he writes that if it's you're in a different city and there are krovim that are osik b'tzorchei emes in its city, so then you don't have dinei aninus until you get to the city that the mace is. But pashtus is, again, like we said, that wouldn't apply anymore. Now, where this does apply, of mace betfisa, aside from the corona cases, which Rav Schechter had to deal with recently, but is the case on the plane, right? They're flying the Nifter to Eretz Yisrael, and the mace is in the cargo section. So while you're on the plane, are there dinei aninus, and are you therefore pater from mitzvos, or do you say brachos on the plane when they serve the meal? Do you say brachos? I think there's that story they tell of the guy that was sitting on the plane, and someone is he's looking at the fellow sitting next to him who looks like a Jew, looks like a frum Jew, and he's not saying any brachos, and he's not davening. They are davening. No, he's not davening. He doesn't put fill nothing, and he thinks what a jerk this guy is. He's not religious. And then it turns out that he was an onane, so the person felt bad. Okay, so that's the question though. Did the guy do right? Meaning maybe Hitako was being like not doing the right thing. So so the comparison might be to this to the case of Nimtza Bitfisa, where you don't have din of aninus. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, what's the svara of nitzvah of Bitfisa? Mishum dekivon she'enam trudim be'inyan hakvura. The whole svara is that since they're not engaged in anything kavura related, so it's they're not going to be misatzel in the kavod. There's no kavod that they're able to give right now. They just have to check in every day and push again. Is there an ability to bury? Can we do it today? Can we do it today? But that's it. There's nothing they can really do otherwise, and certainly on the plane there's absolutely nothing you could do. So maybe over here also there's nothing to do throughout the entire trip, so it's not called tarud bin yinak vura, and you should be chayiv in mitzvos. Or in Magen Avraham in Sim Tavkuf Mem Ches if Katan Ches as in Yom Tov, you don't allow akum to be kovra meso. So aninus would be chals, and the Debut explains because in Yantif, if you don't intend to bury him, so you're not allowed to prepare the tzarche ame. So then aninus, there's no aninus if there's nothing to do. So who had din over here? There's nothing you could do, so there should be no din of aninus, you would think. However, in Chazon Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef in Hilchas Avelus Chelik Aleph, page Kuf Samachay, he quotes from the Kleisenberger Rebbe and from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that when you go on the airplane, since the niftar is on the plane, is on a separate section where you have no hisaskus with the mace, you don't have a din of aninus until you get there, until you get to the to your destination, and that's what the Gesher HaChaim writes as well, Perek Yud Ches Aleph Vav, because if you can't do anything, then there's no aninus. However, it should be pointed out that it's likely that these psakim have become irrelevant now that there's Wi-Fi on the plane. Because now that there's Wi-Fi on the plane, you have the ability to communicate with people on the ground. And you could be communicating, and people do. people do. They're communicating with the relatives in Eretz Yisrael who are going to meet them, you know, at the Beis Olam, and who are going to, you know, where is going to be, what's going to be, who's going to speak. Very, you know, some posts can even say if you're just sitting there writing your hesped on the plane, that's also called Osek B'tzarchei Ames, and you're potter from mitzvos. But even if you don't want to go that far, if there's Wi-Fi on the plane, even if it's not super duper reliable Wi-Fi, it's like my Wi-Fi, but nevertheless, it would still be something that lichora would be an absolute game changer. I saw it. Rav Simcha Ben Mekon quotes in Siyunei Halacha. They said that they asked Rav Eliyashiv about Avelim traveling on the plane. The Chayiv Mitzvos, and he says Kivan Shenim Tsa'im Imameis Pa Oso Makom Peturim Mea Mitzvos. And the Shevet Alevi said that way as well. Rav Azza said that way as well. Meaning, there are poskim that said even without the Wi-Fi, that just the fact that you're on the same plane means that you're the one that's with the mace, meaning you're the one that's taking responsibility for the mace, right? Like we said before, someone texted me, it was Goose Bay in Canada, where they were, you know, the flight was stuck. So if you're on a flight and there's a mace on your flight that you're going with, so you're taking achrayus for that. So even though there's nothing you could do right now while you're in transit, but nevertheless, those poskim, Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Osner, thought that would be enough to continue to be an onein. I think the minhag has always been to assume that the person remains an onein even on the flight. And certainly, again, I would say nowadays that the person would certainly be an onein. So let's take a look at the questions over here. Eli Cohen, yeah, it's a good example, meaning when it's not about money, so you could have 55 years. Is Gesher Chaim just passing a Rabbeinu Tam? We got to look that up. Let's look that up. May I have to see if I quoted that correctly. What about in a case like the Maharami Rutenberg, who Dafka did not want to be redeemed, so this would not be a precedent to do to other Jews or rabbis? Is that considered Yiddish automatically? So it's unclear. It really depends. Not everyone always follows those instructions. You know, sometimes people say, "No, I don't want you to do this for me," and people say it's bizyanus. We're not going to let the Gadol Adar not be buried. So it's not always so easy to make that judgment. Nowadays with Wi-Fi on the plane, oh, okay, very good, Michael Hurt, Shkayach, okay, Baruch Shekivanta, Baruch Shekivanti, I guess. Gabe, how far would one take this far? Let's say someone is in an elevator without their cell phone. They have no way whatsoever of being involved with the Gevurah until it reaches the next floor. would anyone say that they aren't an onein for those 30 seconds? I don't think so. So what's the gather? How would you be magdir? Why is the elevator different? I would say that if you ever have like a moment where you could just like relax and know that you have nothing to worry about right now, because there's nothing to do. In an elevator, you don't have a moment like that. You don't really have. But I don't know. I don't know what the gather is. It's a good question. There was something else I wanted to say. I forgot. Okay. What would I want to say? I don't remember. All right. So we'll go weiter. If it comes to me, it comes to me. If not, not. When there is some sort of onus where you're not able to bury when you're not able to bury the mace right now, since there is a law that, let's say, there used to be cases where there were laws that you're not allowed to bury for 48 hours in order to know that the person was definitely dead. There was a period in history where the biggest fear that people had was of being buried alive. Unclear how many times it actually happened that this generated that kind of fear, but you look in Shuvos of Poskim, there were governments where in entire countries they made laws because people were terrified of being buried alive. So, you know, you have to like poke the guy 10 times and wait 48 hours and tickle him and whatever just to make sure that he's actually dead in order to bury him. So what happens if you have such a case where there's just nothing you could do, or a person dies in Erev Shabbos in a way that you you know the Levi is not happening until Sunday. So Nedbihuda Tinyana Yaradeus and Reshiv Aleph, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva of Yonsef Chav Beis, says that's different than Meis B'Tfisa, because over there it's not Mutal Lav L'Kavro at all. Over here it's Mutal Lav L'Kavro, it's just that you don't yet have Roshus to be Kover Miyad, and therefore you can prepare Tachrichin and everything else that you are able to do right away, and therefore Aninus is Chal right away. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, if you take a look, in Sivkat Nechav Beis from the Nadi B'Yudas. So that's an important chilik, meaning when there's just nothing left to do, all Tachrichin are prepared, there's no arrangements need to be made, it's just a waiting game. So that's Tfisa, that's Meis B'Tfisa. But if it's just you're waiting, but you know when the end is, and it's Mutal of L'Kavro, so then you would not say that it's considered like Meis B'Tfisa, where you don't have any ability to bury the person. Pesachei Tshuva quotes from Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu that compares an ones like this to Meis B'Tfisa, but generally speaking, we assume like the Nadi B'Yehuda that aninus is whenever there's a zman katzuv, and you know exactly what that zman is, and it's not up in the air, and it's not something that seems like it could be endless. Then we're going to assume that you're already osek in the kavura. Obviously, if the zman were like a year from now, that would be a different story. In Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios, in the beginning of Hilchas Onein, he quotes the Nadi B'Yehuda, and he points out that it's against the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Memches in Or Chaim, where he compares Yevshe L'Kavro because of the Chag, because of some sort of holiday, or some other reason, to the Din of Tfisa. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios says that by Yom Tov we could be somech, and that there's no aninus within the 48 hours, because anyway the Maril holds that there's no aninus on Yom Tov, so you can make like a Svek Sveka, that maybe there's no aninus on Yom Tov, and even if there is aninus on Yom Tov, maybe this is like Meis B'Tfisa. So he says, although it's a machlokas, and we generally assume like the Nadi B'Yehuda, we're not necessarily going to totally discount the Shita of the Yad Eliyahu. It may have a din of Meis B'Tfisa, at least to be mitzdareif to a svek sveka. In Chachmas Adam, Klal Kuf Mem Gimel, he compares a non-Jewish holiday or some other ones, for whatever reason they're freezing the old burials, like Tfisa, and he says that even if Meis lo Meis B'Yom Tov Sheni, in the morning at the time of davening, where and you're not able to gather them together until after tefillah, so there's no aninus in yichayv to be mispalel, because it's like an ones, meaning everyone for the next couple of hours is going to be indisposed, so therefore there wouldn't be aninus for those couple of hours, because there's nothing that you're able to do for the kavura either. So this becomes very, very tricky, because the dividing line that the Nadi B'Yehuda makes in the first place is very difficult to understand. Like, what's considered that you're still involved even though you can't actually bury? And when do we say, well, since you can't bury, so you're just removed from the situation? So it seems like somewhat of an arbitrary line, you know, that if they're letting you bury and they're telling you they're letting you bury, but just not yet, versus if they're not letting you bury at all until you negotiate something. So what happens in the situations of that we've had recently, they'd love to let you bury. It's not that they're not letting you bury. They'd love to let you bury. They're just backed up, so they know that it's not going to happen for a few days. So is it out of the realm of possibility that they might call you up and say, you know what, we had extra people come to work for the Chevra Kadisha, extra volunteers came in and put in extra hours. We could do it a day earlier than we thought it would be. So it becomes much more complicated to make that call, that the person would not be an onin in such a case. It becomes much more difficult. I just had Rav Schechter's tshuva here. Yeah, Rav Schechter, in his tshuva, what was the case that he was dealing with? He was, I think by High Arbisfeld he was involved. I think when High Arbisfeld Zichron Levracha, it's a major loss to our yeshiva. When he passed away, so I think his wife certainly was not allowed to go to the Levaya, because people who are older certainly were not able to go, and she wanted one of her sons to stay with her in the house when they went to the Levaya. So the Levaya was a minyan mitzumtzum of people at the cemetery. I think even everyone stood either right next to their car or stayed in their car, like you weren't allowed to really do anything. And so the children who went to the to the cemetery. Okay, so you know when they're aninus ends. What about the one that stays with mom? So he's not, he has to stay with the mother. The mother can't go anywhere. And what about the mother herself? What about, Mrs. Arbisfeld herself? So I think Rav Shechter Paskin that they should start Avelis immediately, because there's really nothing. All the arrangements had already been made. Everything is already done. And there's no participation even. Or let's say if you have relatives, you have to look. And Rav Shechter has a tshuva, Bedine Aninus Avelis, in the Corona tshuvas. I think he also has a situation where the relative is in Florida or something, and it's not that they're choosing not to travel, but they might decide last minute that they're going to travel to the funeral, or they'll take care of something. They can't. They don't have the opportunity to travel. So that I think then also he said that they should start the Avelus immediately. I'm just hearing my daughter knocking on the door right now because she needs the office. I promised it to her at 2:20, so I'm going to have to get off right now. Everyone have a great day. I'm sorry for the abbreviated shiur. It's been a crazy day, but Baruch Hashem. Zay Yom HaShem Nagil V'Mitzvachavo. We should see Rufus in Yeshua's Bekarov Mamish. Have a great day, everyone.